This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1769. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 16th, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Bahrain, Bolivia, Bulgaria, Canada, Cuba, Eritrea, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Kashmir, Kurdistan, Micronesia, Mongolia, Netherlands, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Portugal, Turkmenistan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Manuel Mendez in Lugo, Spain says, "It's a good season to hear Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, Antarctica, here in the northwest part of Spain. I can pick it up several days from Monday through Friday with a week to fair signal after Adventist World Radio closes 15480 at 20 UT. Of course, LRA 36 is on 15476. And he goes on to report several logs of it on April 7th, 8th, 10th, 13th, and 14th, such as during that following hour on April 14th between 20.03 and 20.40 UT, speaking Spanish with an Argentine accent, mentioning the Sector Antártico Argentino Laboratorio, playing some songs, IDs in Spanish, and also in Portuguese. The Spanish one went as follows. Desde Base Esperanza, Sector Antártico Argentino, transmite LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, por la frecuencia de 15,476 kHz, vano de 19 metros. Transmitimos de lunes a viernes de 18 a 21 horas UTC.
So their announcement says they're on the air Monday through Friday, although there's been some listings claiming it's also on the air on Saturdays. By the way, usually when I don't mention a specific source for a report I'm quoting, it's been sent to us directly at World of Radio and DX Listening Digest. Moving on to Argentine mainland, in Hardcore DX, Dave Volko in Pennsylvania says he found RAI off frequency and very distorted again, 6054.15 variable. April 10th at 23:37 with the usual music program, infrequent announcements, some jazz at 23:55 and off the air at 23:56. Their nominal is 6060. This is not to be confused with Bolivia's Radio Cultural Juan 23, which is inactive as far as we know on 6054 variable, at least until Jamie Labadia gets the call to repair their transmitter. Last week I mentioned that Radio Australia is carrying Keys to Music, a weekly classical music appreciation show, Fridays at 12:05 UT. That was April 3rd. But by April 10th, I heard it 1 hour later at 13:05, no doubt because Australia had just gone off daylight shifting the previous Sunday, and apparently RA is picking up domestic programs which have made a time shift. Furthermore, conversations with Feidler have also appeared an hour later during the 14 to 15 UT hour on 9580 and 12085. Another good change for us, at least in North American mornings, is that the Daily Planet is back on the schedule. It's now on Monday through Thursdays at 13:05 UT, the World Music Show. Another excellent interview program from Australian Domestic Radio is Late Night Live, but it's no longer late night there in our mornings. I found it instead on the schedule at 06:05 to 07 UT, Tuesdays through Fridays, when, surprisingly enough, the 16-meter band stays open, usually from Australia to here, that late, 17840, and maybe we can also hear it on 15240. I went through the entire week's program schedule on the Radio Australia website with the proviso that it is still very much subject to change without explanation, and
nor did the Times for some other worthwhile programs, including ones somehow relating to the media and thus eligible for listing in our DX SWL and Media Programs page. Download This Show is now scheduled Fridays at 04:30, Sundays 11:05, Mondays 17:30, and Tuesdays at 19:30. Media Report, Thursdays at 07:30 and 22:30. Future Tense, Thursdays at 19:30, Fridays 09:30, Sundays 01:30, and Tuesdays 04:30 UT. By the way, Keys to Music I mentioned has one other airing Sundays at 18:05. Radio Australia frequencies just remain three at a time, 12 hours each, from 921, 12085, 12065, and 9580, and between 21 and 09 UT, 17840, 15415, and 15240. Last week I also mentioned that Bahrain's frequency, 9745, is now blocked by Chicom jamming during certain hours, but Mick Delmage in Alberta reports to the NASA flash sheet, "I've been monitoring daily until a solar disturbance hit. Arabic music was heard from 23, sometimes past 0200 UT on 9745 upper sideband. It's very weak, peaks at time to fair. Usually one and sometimes two English songs are played. I heard Hotel California, Iris, Sweet Home Alabama, and Dangerous. This is noted daily around 0105. Changing the local sunrise, I suspect, the same tune is played, likely on a lute, followed by a brief announcement with low audio and then Quran for about 5 minutes before returning to Arabic songs. Heard on April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 6th, 8th, and 9th, around these same times. Best by far was April 6th with a very strong signal, including a nice ID as 98.4 FM with an echo. That's Radio Bahrain, 9745 carrier plus USB. Believe it or not, there are a few AM stations still broadcasting in that version of stereo, if you have a radio capable of tuning it. Michael J. Richard reports to ABDX a new stereo catch heard on a Chrysler stock AM stereo, FM stereo, CD, cassette radio, in a 2002 Dodge Stratus RT on I-80, about 20 miles east of Evanston, Wyoming. He reported this April 13th at 21:30, I suppose that's local time, on 750 kilohertz. It was CKJH in Melfort, Saskatchewan. Classic hits CK750, a liner and into Lyndon Ronstadt, followed by a CK750 jingle. He says it's been a while since I've had the pleasure of the stereo indicator lighting on my radio, since I had to shut off my local station KEVA at the direction of the owner in July of last year. It was a pleasure to hear this one pop up. The signal was fair enough to light the stereo indicator and hear great separation. I have no clue where another 750 station was, KOAL in Utah, but it was nice to hear music in its absence. Kevin Redding replies, "This is nice and very rare. Getting DX and AM stereo is a real accomplishment. 25 years ago it was everywhere, but today it's very unusual." The Canadian Coast Guard stations are still active with marine weather on the 2 MHz band. I checked the two main frequencies for this April 11th at 0102 and was barely able to hear upper sideband signals. Couldn't really read them, but must have been what they were according to the schedules. On 2749 VCO in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and on 2598 VCP4 in Placentia, Newfoundland. In Florida, Bob Wilkner pulled in 2598 a bit better at midnight 10 to midnight 15 UT April 6th when it was VON from St. John's, Newfoundland, giving the weather at that location. Radio Vanacuba finally made some frequency changes April 12th, 2 weeks after the official start of the A15 season. This is typical for them, although sometimes it's only 1 week late. A major new frequency is 15730 in the mornings. That replaces 17730 between 13 and 15 UT. Thanks to a schedule via Wolfgang Büschel, we can figure out the details. The other changes include 9550 replaces 6,000 kHz at 11 to 13 UT. 13740 replaces 11950. And 11950 replaces 11760. That number one RHC frequency is no longer used at all in the mornings. Doesn't start until 18 UT. The Sunday-only Esperanto broadcast is now on 11950, starting shortly after 15 UT. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that Radio Marti had unexpectedly resumed a Monday morning 6-hour silent period. When, if only the Cuban jammers would relent, we might hear something else on 6030 like CFVP in Calgary. But they did not relent, and the Monday morning silent period is gone anyway. On April 13th, I heard Radio Marti still going at 06 UT on that frequency and 7405. We recently reported that Eritrea had reactivated on the 40-meter ham band 7175 or 7185, and now there's a second transmitter on the edge of the band, 7200. First noted as an NID by Torsten Hallmann in Germany, April 14th at 1645 to 1720 with Horn of Africa music. It was not parallel to the other 7175. At 1830, it closed with the Eritrean national anthem, says Jari Savolainen in Finland, and Torsten Hallmann agrees. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee says, very nice to see Eritrea back on HF. Surely this will evoke Ethiopian counter-broadcasts and good music for all. Or, I might say, DRM-style jamming. On April 10th, the World Radio TV Handbook uploaded an update to their national radio section, mostly about medium wave, but here's a shortwave item which might prove useful later. West Sound Finland, the operator providing a relay of Radio Gramox, as in page 194 of the 2015 WRTH on 3960 kHz, has stopped on that frequency, but plans a new operation on 7230. As of April 15th, a strike at Radio France had gone on for 28 days. It's a big struggle between unions and the government. This affects domestic broadcasting in France. Mostly music is being played instead of news and other usual programming. Kai Ludwig in Germany reminds us that Radio France International has nothing to do with all this. It was initially, when the ORTF had been broken up, part of Radio France, but is no longer. Instead, it now belongs to another parent organization called France Media Monde. A story about this on the RFI website via BBC Monitoring April 14th. Says no end in sight for Radio France strike after days of talks, the longest strike in a decade at France's public radio broadcaster. Almost 1 month that the public national news stations have been paralyzed playing music, and the strike shows no sign of ending after 3 days of talks with the mediator failed to defuse a standoff over cost cuts. The strike stems from concerns over job losses and service reductions, aim to target a budget deficit expected to reach 21 mega euros this year. But there's some good news for those preferring broadcasts in English, even from France. April 13th at 0600 UT, I was surprised to find RFI introducing Paris Live, a broadcast in English on 13725. I wondered if it was a mistake, a wrong feed perhaps. But it is on the registered schedule of RFI, which we had overlooked. Furthermore, three other English hours are listed at different times of the day, but they proved to be non-existent, and they weren't really RFI, but RFI standing in for Radio Taiwan International, which it used to relay, but no more. Anyhow, there is now English from France, if you can listen at 06 to 07 UT on 13725 aimed at Africa. In Europe, there is now some DRM on long wave, which, if you did not know about it, you might think was some other kind of noise. Mike Terry says Tarmo Tanilso writes on the PCJ Media Facebook group April 11th, the DRM signal at 177 kHz has been puzzling some DXers. Apparently it's the German Army radio, Radio Andernach. Not much use for DXers, because the channel is only available for Army members, that is. Besides being in DRM, it is scrambled. Furthermore, Kai Ludwig says, the Zehlendorf, Germany transmitter on 177 is regularly testing with the DRM signal since March. Or more than just tests, perhaps, considering that the signal includes the encrypted radio Andernach, German forces signal. It goes out also via the Nauen shortwave transmitters at noon on 49 meters. So hardly for the Horn of Africa as before. The 177 kilohertz signal has good reach into Poland and the Baltics, at least now, with the former transmitter gone from 171 kilohertz. Something else interesting from Germany is the new Seewetterbericht, or Marine Weather Report in German, from the station with the call sign Delta Papa 07. It's on the Call Germany transmitter 9560 kilohertz, heard by Ivo Ivanov April 12th at 0733, and by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, the same frequency April 13th between 0750 and 0800. Good signal, and the transmission ended with a fragment of a music box. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1769. Our website contains much more information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Martin H. Gallus in Illinois, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. I found Greece often missing from 9420 kHz, its main frequency, let alone the others. But Richard Langway in New Brunswick says he had good reception on April 8th at 2030 UT. Classical music, fairly good signal. And then again after 02 UT April 9th, with enjoyable eclectic DJ'd music program of jazz, blues, easy listening, soft rock, and Greek music. ID at the top and or bottom of the hour is pronounced ERT open, not ERT open. Of course, it's in Greek and not English, even though they use the English word open. The online streaming he also heard at ertopen.com about 20 seconds ahead of the shortwave transmission, which ended at 0508. Richard Langley also laments the following. The afternoon of April 14th, 11670 at 2030 UT, was carrying Brother Scare. That's a new frequency of WHRI, ruining reception of All India Radio, which without the interference typically comes in very nicely on the East Coast. Doesn't he have enough frequencies already that he doesn't need to interfere with this pleasant music? Heaven knows there are enough clear frequencies for all these days. Thankfully, this is only for 1 hour 20 to 21 UT. Welcome back to Ron Howard in California. After a long non-DXing vacation in China, he reports RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, 3324.88, April 14th, 1256 to 1349 with local singing IDs. Easy listening pop songs, many in English, such as How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees, fading up nicely for his local sunrise at 1335. Also, from Isidro Mar State Beach, Ron Howard says April 14th was a rare day with actual audio from All India Radio in Srinagar, Kashmir, 4950. Sunset there was 1331 UT and his local sunrise at 1335 made for Grey Line reception, the strongest audio he's heard so far. At 1357, there was a tone which ended at 1400, after which the carrier remained but no audio. This conforms to Joe's Jacobs website, which says this station is on the air only between 1330 and 1400. The Voice of Kurdistan, 11510, is usually assumed to be transmitted via Pridnestrovia, also known as Moldova. But Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says between 13 and 16 UT, the site is instead the one in his neighborhood, which he calls Secret Broad Bulgaria. That's because he can hear spurs coming out of it and the second harmonic on 23010. The spurs are plus and minus 20 kilohertz as well. An old, a very old Soviet transmitter with which he was well familiar when he worked for Bulgarian radio. Ron Howard reports that on April 15th, PMA, the Cross Radio Micronesia, extended its broadcast on 4755.54. He heard it before 12 UT, and it was off the air as usual when checked shortly after that hour. So he was surprised to find they'd turned the transmitter back on by 12:28, maybe going to run it 24 hours. Still heard at 13 UT with a midnight time check and ID as the Cross Radio 88.5 FM, and also at 13:30 as Pacific Mission Fellowship Ministry. And he could still hear it as late as 14:27. Ivo Ivanov says the Voice of Mongolia is planning a frequency change May 1st because of interference from Radio Australia on 12085. I wonder why they're going to wait that long. They're moving to 12,000 kilohertz between 09 and 11 UT. Actually, he gives the frequencies 11999.9, since the old frequency is 12084.9. They're always a bit off to the low side. This includes English during the first half hour at 09 UT. The only other Voice of Mongolia frequency, 12014.9, is on the air from 14 to 16 UT, but it's totally blocked by the Voice of Korea in Russian on 12015. Anyhow, the language order has been changed on that one, half an hour each, to be Chinese, Mongolian, Japanese, and the final half hour at 15:30 in English, if you can get past North Korea, or should they happen to be off. Scheduled Sunday, April 12th broadcast of Radio Space Shuttle via Bulgaria on 13800 at 18 UT was a total failure, as monitored by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain and by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. At 1800, one heard the end of the Dimse Radio Arena clandestine broadcast to East Africa on that frequency, and at 1803, just dead air instead of Radio Space Shuttle. But DJ Spacewalker urges us to try again on April 19th, when he expects the broadcast to succeed. Richard Langley refers us to an interesting article about the new shortwave station, Dandalkura, which appeared in the Toronto Globe and Mail April 10th. You might want to look it up. The title was Nigeria's War Against Boko Haram Takes to the Airwaves. Here's part of what it says. The key to the radio strategy is the use of the Kanuri, language of an estimated 80 to 90% of Boko Haram members and most other citizens in Borno State. Until now, the Nigerian government has neglected the Kanuri language, leaving few voices to counteract Boko Haram's message in the extremist militia's birthplace in the northeast. Those who live under the daily threat of Boko Haram attack often feel isolated and alone. It seems the dominant language in the area is Hausa instead. The program is produced by an independent radio station in Kano called Freedom Radio. It's called Dandalkura, meaning Great Hall or Meeting Place in the Kanuri language, just 1 hour a day, but they hope to expand to 3 hours a day in June and eventually to a full station. It uses shortwave, a popular choice in northern Nigeria, where people buy cheap Chinese-made shortwave radios for a few dollars in the local markets. The program launched in January is financed by USAID, but all of its editorial content and production is done by Nigerians without foreign involvement. The morning transmission at 05 to 06 UT via Ascension is well heard even here. The frequency now is 7415. While the evening transmission at 18 to 19 is on 12050, blocked by Radio Católica Mundial. KOKC 1520 Oklahoma City was back in regular service by April 10th, claiming to be 50 kilowatts. Must be an old announcement, since we know they're really only 10 kilowatts via a temporary rebuilt antenna. If you hear Quran or other Arabic, 401 UT on 9740, it's Radio Sultanate of Oman, which is supposed to switch to 9500 at midnight UT. 9740 is registered for 22 to midnight UT only. However, on April 6th, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin, NASA flash sheet, was hearing them on 9740 as late as 0200. Ron Howard in California is again hearing the low-power missionary station in Papua New Guinea, Wantok Radio Light, 40 hertz below 7325, April 15th at 1402 to 1424, with Christian songs in English. And a stronger signal than usual. I assume that's still during a break between Chinese usage of the frequency. Radio Vision in Peru has been reactivated, reported by Dave Valka in Pennsylvania to Hardcore DX on 4789.79. First noted April 11th at 0945, past 1038. I'm also hearing it, not as well, on that offset frequency, and the carrier is wobbling. Via Dario Monferini, PlayDX, Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal reports a pirate in Portugal called Radio El Dorado. This is on the 14 megahertz band, heard April 9th at 21:15 on 14497, upper sideband, electronic music and occasional announcements in English. By 22:04 the same date, they had moved to 7651 and reduced power from 15 to 10 watts. David Koenig tells us that Turkmenistan has at last made its state radio available on the Internet, the last of the former Soviet republics to do so. There are four main services, and they can be heard live via the excellent World Radio Map portal at tinyurl.com/TMSTAN. The Owaz service broadcasts round the clock in English, Russian, and Turkmen on a three-hour cycle, with English heard at 06 and 09 UT. For a while recently, WBCQ was about 5109 kHz. But now they're back on 5110 with a stronger transmitter, the original one, in upper sideband plus carrier, while the temporary one was in regular AM. I've been hearing Brother Scarlot on 5110. Larry Wells says he has purchased 8 hours a night, Monday through Friday, starting at 23 UT, but Area 51 can still use the frequency on weekends. Between 21 and 22 UT, there are now three opportunities to hear World of Radio via WRMI when there are two frequencies in use, but sometimes we're on only one of them and sometimes on both. So check 7570 and 15770 Thursdays at 21, Fridays at 21:30, and Sundays at 21 UT. Wayne Heinen of the National Radio Club in Colorado tells us that the 1580 station in Colorado Springs, KREL, is no more. It was ESPN 1580, but now, believe it or not, it's called K-High, all pot, all the time. Yes, its call sign has also been changed to KHIG. And we're not kidding. Check their website, letstalkpot.com. We're sad to hear via Robin Harwood in Tasmania that American madcap admin and satirist Stan Freberg has died at the age of 88. See the New York Times obituary published April 8th. Propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor storm levels April 17th and 30th, with ANK indices of 20 and 5 and then 18 and 5. Solar flux peaking at 135 April 18th and 19th and down to 115 April 25th and 26th. And that's World of Radio 1769. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.